This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. We got more to say about Alex Jones and. Who is the real Alex Jones? Well, that's trying to be sussed out in a courtroom in Austin, Texas, this last week. I'm not sure if the hearings are over. I'm not exactly following the case too closely, but I have heard some stuff. We got some news stories to share with you about that. We'll do that coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Johnny, you wanted to stop down for a moment and talk about William Norman Grigg, who is a liberty-minded columnist and podcast host who unfortunately passed away recently, and you wanted to share some thoughts.
He was an incredible writer. He was tireless. He didn't fall into the Trump trap, quite the opposite. He called out people who did, and he reported on police injustice, and he reported on the wrongfully convicted. He reported, he wrote stories about what he saw as a socialistic decay of American culture, and I thought he was the finest libertarian writer and communicator on the stage today. He died, and I always felt like I didn't really need to be such a great libertarian because Will Grigg was there.
now you got to step up, Johnny Ray.
That's right. He's not there anymore.
Right.
And it's really made me think about things. I'm surprised. I don't know what the right word is, but I'm not prepared for a world without him. I just always expected he would be there.
Yeah. He's been battling health issues for a while. It's not like,
what was he in his 60s when
he was 54.
Yeah, he wasn't. Wasn't old.
He got an infection. He went into the hospital for an infection, and then he died.
Never came out
from that. He has six children, and. He's survived by six children and his wife.
Right.
And those six children are going to be, I'm convinced that they're going to be a powerful force for good in the world because I have no doubt that he was a virtuous and influential father. A GoFundMe page was set up for Will when he got sick, and it's been converted into something for his family. They have a goal of $50,000, and they've raised about $40,000.
It's not bad.
So anybody who wants to Google Will Grigg GoFundMe, you'll find it, and you can help make a successful GoFundMe and invest in the future of this super team of kids who are going to change the world.
I know that on Free Talk Live over the years, we shared many Will Grigg pieces.
Many.
So our listeners who've been listening for a long time certainly know his name, are familiar with his excellent work, as you mentioned, on police accountability. There's no one besides maybe Radley Balco might be the only real other competitor to Will Grigg as far as the depth of information that you would find in an article that he would write about some kind of police shooting or some other outrage that the police had done raiding someone's house who was innocent or whatever. I mean, he was frequently writing about that stuff, so he would take what was in the mainstream media and do his own research, it seemed like, and really kind of dig deep into those circumstances and compare them to similar circumstances and draw very sweeping, liberty-oriented statements out of it, and was just a really principled guy. He hosted a show called Freedom Zealot podcast.
That's right.
And he's on LRN.FM, and he probably won't be on much longer because LRN is a network that plays only the newest shows from its content providers. So I'm allowing his final show to sort of play out for a couple weeks in memoriam of him. But I had a few opportunities to interact with him as a result of being the program director of LRN.FM and asking if we could bring his show on. And I remember talking with him about doing a live show again, because there was one time where he actually did his live. He never did it on LRN Live. He did it on one of the other networks that unfortunately had saddled him like I don't know if he's black, but he's definitely not white, Will Grigg. And he was, like, right after some white supremacist on this other network. And I'm like, dude, why don't you come over to LRN and, you know, we'll put you on a network that doesn't have that crap on it. And he sounded like he wanted to do it, but, you know, he's busy, and it never ended up panning out. So we just ran his podcast, which is a great show. And, you know, he will be missed.
Yeah, he was a Ian, somebody here on this GoFundMe has echoed just what you were saying. He says, I enjoyed how his writing usually seemed to focus on a specific instance of injustice, yet clarified the larger issues so well. Never met him, but I feel like I lost an ally. Mm. Damn.
Yeah,
I appreciate you giving me this chance to say that because, you know, I came to do Free Talk Live, and I said to myself, you know, you're not a very good communicator, but what you can do when you go on that show is you can tell the listeners about Will Grigg. And I didn't live up to that commitment. I did it once to some effect. I saw the effect that it had just being able to mention it once on your show. Mm. And then I think I brought him up again, but then I didn't. And Will Grigg has taught me that you don't know when your life is going to, you don't know how much time you're going to have to do the things you want to do.
And
now,
that's true.
I don't know if he had his blogs somewhere else besides Lou Rockwell. Did he have his own blog site?
He wrote
Freedom in Our Time or something like
that?
Yes,
freedominourtime.blogspot.com.
Yeah, so that may be up, but for how long it will be up, I don't know. Because if he's not there to maintain it, you know, does Blogspot remove blogs after a time? Maybe it'll be up forever. But I know that LouRockwell.com has had featured a lot of his blogs. So if you want to, you know, find some of his works, that would be one place you could go to find them beyond his own blog.
And I think also the Libertarian Institute featured writing from Will Grigg.
William Norman Grigg, may he rest in peace, and may you know, others rise to supplant the loss.
Yeah. Spira Pugno, while I breathe, I fight, and may we send the state back to the hell that spawned it.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to New Mexico, where David is on the line on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I wanted to talk. You were talking about the custody case with Alex Jones. And, mm-hmm. and I wanted to point out that what they're doing to him, you know, he is what he is, but that same scenario happens to many, many different people. It's similar to what they used on me to part me from my children in a custody case. First of all, what they're doing is they're creating a market for children. They're creating a child trafficking market. You might think that a parent has a natural right, you know, unquestioned unless they have committed some crime that involves their children or has some bearing on their life with their children, that you just have an intrinsic right to to share the life of your children. But the courts have monetized it and created a market out of it so that judges can make their $500 a day, the lawyers can make their $500 a day or whatever off of each case,
mm-hmm.
And so on, you know, and therapists, so you'll have expert witnesses in this courtroom that are, they're making their $500, $1,000, $2,000 to testify and so on down the line. So that's number one. They've created a market where one market should not exist. And another point is that unless it's happening to you, you know, unless it happened to me, it's happening to Alex Jones, and, you know, at least you're talking about it. But for most people, they're too busy with their own lives to, sure. you know, to get on board to protect somebody that this is happening to. Alex Jones doesn't necessarily need the help because he's got enough money to, you know, to buy his own help. But it happens many, many times to people that have no money to defend themselves, or
right.
perhaps even worse. You do have money to defend yourself, and you end up liquidating your life savings and selling your home and all that to continue to pay lawyers to fight something like this that shouldn't be happening in the first place. So that's point number three, is that. I maintain that, you know, for instance, in my case, and apparently in Alex Jones' case, same thing. I don't think he's committed any crime that has to do with his children, because if he had, we would have heard about it.
Right.
And same thing in my case.
The suggestion with Alex Jones is that He forgot what grade his kids were in. You know, like this is one of the accusations against him is that he's an unfit father because he forgot what grade his kids were in, and his excuse was he had a big bowl of chili. But I mean, really, what it comes down, the grade changes every year. I can't always tell you how old I am, right? When somebody asks me, I'm like, God, that changes every year. Give me a second, let me do the math.
Thanks, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We can talk more about Alex Jones still on the way. We barely even scratched the surface of what is a pretty big story in the media this week. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenics is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenics, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenics is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenics samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Talk Live, you may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, can we get an update on hope.freetalklive.com, fundraiser that you've set up to help out Ugandan children's charity? It's an orphanage.
Yeah, so for now, I think we're doing pretty good. We've got
some slow going in the beginning.
Yeah, it was. We got some big funding in from Cell 411.
Cell 411 matched.
Yeah, offered to match everything. A gentleman named Patrick found that very motivating and dropped a bunch of money.
Wow.
Got matched, and we're good.
Wow, thank you, Patrick, and Cell 411.
We're good for the foundation.
Yep.
Now they've got a bunch. They've got 60,000 bricks. They got some work to do ahead of them.
Right.
They've got the concrete. They've got the rebar that they needed. It works underway. You go to hope.freetalklive.com. There are links, all in there. I just shared something on Facebook. You'll have to hunt around a little bit to find all the newest stuff. Nufunda Johnson, who is handling this, isn't the greatest. I'm trying my best when I can to update things, for him, but to get him to update things. So he's got, I've had his page link there and that sort of thing. But there's the pictures. You should be able to see them. It's going in. It was amazing to see these people dig out the roots and get all that stuff done.
Mm.
They've got the concrete in. They're getting the concrete and the rebar in. They've got the bags, and pretty soon they're going to be putting the blocks up, and we're going to have, in the beginning of building a building, that's when it's, it's money time, right? Like, it goes from foundation to walls to roof very quickly. And then all the other stuff needs to be done to make it a home after that. But I'm very excited, and it looks like we are getting some stuff done.
And you did a lot of due diligence on this in the beginning,
yep,
to make sure that you weren't being scammed.
Right.
That's something you have to be concerned with.
I didn't fly out to Jinja, Uganda. I just wasn't willing to do that for this project. But what I did do was I contacted somebody who was completely unrelated in Uganda. I figured a preacher man would be the best person to do.
Mm-hmm.
Contacted a couple of churches. One of the preachers said, sure, I'll drive out the 20 miles
check
and go check them out. And he did, and he's like, the guy's completely above board. He's taking care of 40 orphans. He's got a couple of widows that are helping him.
And you've had, pictures and videos of, the kids saying, hey Mark. Or,
hello, Mr. Mark.
Right. Yeah. And now you're seeing it being built. So, legit.
Yeah, every picture I get, that every sort of step in the process says to me more and more that this is legit.
Yeah.
And, I've been, it's not like I didn't even bring this to the listeners for the first 7 months.
Right.
I kept checking and checking and checking and checking because I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to be involved in something that made me look bad.
Yep.
And I'm pretty excited. And, once they have this built, they've got some land. They're going to be able to grow vegetables. I'm not talking about giving out fish here, people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just handing out fishing rods. And those kids will be able to grow vegetables and sell them in the market. And they're going to school. So I'm pretty excited about how things are going.
So you can help out by going to hope.freetalklive.com.
I want people to go and start liking things and just looking around on the page right now. Right now, I don't need the money.
Okay.
But when I do, I want to get it as quick as I can. So please go and, do your little research and look and, friend Nufunda, like the page, like his page, Foundation of Hope, and, of course, keep an eye on my page too.
According to MyStatesman.com, the Austin American Statesman newspaper, and reporter Jonathan Tillove says at a recent pretrial hearing, attorney Randall Wilhite told the state district judge Orlinda Naranjo that using his client Alex Jones' on-air InfoWars persona to evaluate Alex Jones as a father would be like judging Jack Nicholson in a custody dispute based on his performance as the Joker in Batman.
I don't think that's an entirely fair statement. So the lawyer's trying to, of course, distance his client as much as he can from sort of weird videos and that kind of thing. But the first thing we have to ask ourselves is, should conspiracy theorists be able to have children?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, you're not going to say, just because somebody believes something that might not be mainstream or whatever, you can't say, oh, yeah, well, it doesn't look like they can have kids and stuff. That's stupid. Secondly, if Alex Jones doesn't act the way that he acts on video and the radio and his show in real life, does that mean he's lying to you? Because I just went to a dinner party on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting with a bunch of people who, you know, this is not their thing. Libertarian politics isn't their thing.
Okay.
I didn't sit down and do free talk live for these people,
right,
okay?
Right.
I didn't raise my voice at them.
Yeah.
I didn't drive the home. I didn't say, you're violent, violent, violent. Like, I didn't, you know, hit them with the libertarian message over the head.
Right.
There was one instance where one person tried to call the situation of poor people economic violence, and I said, I rebutted that by saying that, but poverty is the natural state of man, isn't it? I mean, like, we're all born poor, and we have to eke our way out of it. We are a species.
Well, not if you're born to rich parents, but...
Well, you were born poor. You were born with nothing. Your rich parents could send you off to the adopt you out. You've got no money when you're born. Just because I have money and you're born to me, you've got no frickin' money, you entitled little brat. This lady who said this, I'm like, you know, didn't we came from a species of primate that was bashing skulls open with rocks in order to get the brain matter. Poverty is the natural state of man. And she really had nothing to say to that. But I don't do Free Talk Live for people who aren't listening to Free Talk Live. And to suggest that Alex Jones is faking it because he doesn't act the way in real life, the way he acts on the air, is the nonsense the divorce court brings out.
Well, this is Jones's attorney who's making those claims.
Jones's attorney is saying that Jones doesn't act the way in real life that he does on air,
which
is accurate.
Quote, he's playing a character, he is a performance artist, unquote. But in an emotional testimony at the hearing, Kelly Jones, who's seeking to gain sole or joint custody of her three children with Alex, portrayed the volcanic public figure as the real Alex Jones. She said of the man who, with whom her 14-year-old son and 9 and 12-year-old daughters have lived since her 2015 divorce, quote, he's not a stable person. He says he wants to break Alec Baldwin's neck. He wants J-Lo to get raped. She says, I'm concerned that he's engaged in felonious behavior, threatening a member of Congress. He broadcasts from home. He was apparently, she was referring to recent comments about a California Democrat, Adam Schiff. She continued saying, he broadcasts from home. The children are there watching him broadcast. So I guess she's suggesting that because he's so volcanic and, you know, saying things that are allegedly threats, that children shouldn't be in an environment like that.
If every dad that had said, I would like to break some person's neck, mm-hmm. was, disassociated from his children, we'd have a lot of families that were disassociated for no particularly good reason. Right?
Mm.
I find the whole court case being publicized to be very frustrating. Alex Jones is not my favorite performer by a long shot, but the way he's being treated by both sides in this, the way that media is making hay of it, just makes me sick.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, one thing's for sure, if you're out in the public light, you can't control how people will treat you. It's Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. So please Skype into the show and join us here on the radio waves. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
That Skype username that you'll need. By the way, you need to send a contact request first before we can approve you, and then you can call on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems continue to fail, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you're casting a vote against the current development team. You can learn more over at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, more about Alex Jones and who is the real Alex Jones coming up. But we've got Parker first. He's in Washington State on via Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys. So just real quick, the host of Freedom Zealot died?
Yes, correct. William Norman Grigg passed away about a week and a half ago.
Oh, man. I liked his podcast.
Yep. He was the great. He was great.
Well, download him now just in case because, I mean, maybe his kids or wife will take care of the technical side of things, or maybe he had an assistant who can handle that.
Maybe they won't.
Or maybe not. And if the hosting expires in the next year, then those podcasts could disappear from the internet unless somebody else downloads them and, you know, re-uploads them somewhere else.
I really hope that said podcast is continued by someone who he worked with.
Did he have partners? I mean, it always just seemed to be Will Grigg.
Yeah, didn't it?
I wouldn't know.
I know that there was an individual who started this GoFundMe, and I think that he may have been a professional colleague in some form or fashion. What is his name? AJ Ellis, or maybe just a friend. But he had a network of other libertarians. He had the Lou Rockwell Network and Libertarian right. Institute and so forth.
Parker, anything else you want to share?
So that was just a side note or whatever. So there's this one thing that I found on Facebook earlier. It's this shirt, which I think you guys will find interesting. It says, "If a man is born ignorant to parents that are ignorant in a society that is ignorant, lives a life of ignorance, and eventually dies in ignorance, ignorance is a norm. So indoctrination can be called education. Hypnosis can be called entertainment. Criminals can be called leaders, and lies can be called truth because his mind was never truly his own."
Mm. And yeah, what was he really living for in that case?
Exactly. And there was a video.
Who wrote that? That's a neat quote. Who wrote that?
I have no idea, but okay. you can probably find this on Facebook if you want. I can post it to your Facebook.
I can't find anything on Facebook. It's the most obtuse website that it currently exists. But
yeah.
Well, anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was watching this thing on the STG report, they had the podcaster for the School Sucks project.
Brett Minott.
He was on. Right. Yeah. And that whole conversation that those two were having got me thinking about how our entire society is profoundly ignorant. And it is essentially our jobs, since we are the only ones who truly have an understanding as to what's going on, to bring the truth to people as best we can. And so I posted this.
Well, I think you should be careful with the idea that you're the only one, or you and your friends or you know, your political buddies are the only ones who truly know what is going on. I don't think that's a true statement.
I do think that libertarians tend, the ones that I hang around with, tend to use terminology that's more honest than sort of the average politico, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Right.
Because if you want to look at it from another perspective, the people who are, like you were talking about, this mythical person who we all know these people exist, born in ignorance and continuing to be ignorant throughout their lives, basically putting all of their energy and time into assisting the elites in society. The elites
right.
certainly know what's going on, right? They're using the power of the state.
I'm not sure they always
for their own benefit. And they, somebody created that Prussian school system, education system that is designed to dumb people down and turn them into worker drones. And there are obviously some people out there that understand why it was designed that way and continue to. Yeah, there's some people who understand why it was designed the way. Others are ignorant to that, but they're just cogs in the system.
But Ian,
but somebody out there knows they're taking advantage of people.
No, okay, yeah. No. Look, man, libertarians tend to look at an issue from the beginning. How would we go and restart this so that it would be better? How would we build a better system? The average person tends to look at a system and say, how do we make the system that we currently have better?
Mm-hmm.
Ian, how do you make the public school system better?
Burn it down.
Right. That's the answer that I have generally, too. But the average person is going to say, we've got a lot of funding going on here. We have a a lot of teachers in place. We've got administration in place. All we have to do is tweak this, bring in some new math. We'll make history exciting again. English, we won't graph out the sentences any longer. No, that's not how the average person thinks, and therefore they are not necessarily some conspirator for the Prussian school motto.
I'm not saying the average person is a conspirator. I said there are some people out there who understand what the Prussian school model is.
What is some?
They are a very small amount of people. Those people. I was just saying that the statement that Parker made was not accurate.
The Prussian model was a good model for spitting out factory workers, which is what you needed at the beginning of the 20th century.
Right, but it was manipulating people for that. Go ahead, Patrick. Or,
Jesus.
Go ahead, Parker.
Well, I tried posting this picture of this shirt to my brother on a what's it called? Not text, but Apple text conversation. And instead of actually thinking about it and saying, oh, yeah, this might actually be a legitimate point, his response was essentially to attack me and to basically say, as Gary V says, nobody gives a crap. Deal with the situation, do work, and quit bitching. And I said in response, if I live in a society that is ignorant, whose members of society ostracize me for trying to show them uncomfortable truths, when those ignorant men, women, and children refuse to see the truth, no matter how self-evident it is, then I ask, how is it for anyone to truly be free?
Well, you're experiencing cognitive dissonance, obviously. I mean, these are people who believe that everything's fine in their lives and they don't need to hear anything about how ignorant they are because they're, you know, taking care of themselves or their family or whatever, and they can function in their life. And, you know, they feel like you're probably lecturing them, and they, you know, like you said, you didn't
really
want to hear
it. You're also experiencing Facebook, right? Like, look, man.
Like that.
I'm one of the most successful communicators of the ideas of liberty on the planet with Free Talk Live and 170 radio stations or thereabouts. You know, we get the message out pretty far and wide. I've watched plenty of other libertarians fail on Facebook over and over again because it is a terrible method
for
convincing people of the ideas of liberty or, frankly, anything else.
Yeah.
If you want to argue with an atheist or a theist about whether or not God exists, go on Facebook. It's freaking awesome for that. Somebody will post a bunch of memes that show you how dumb you are and a variety of other things. If you want to communicate in a way that's convincing to people,
you got to be in real life.
Call Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for the call, Parker. I appreciate it. But unfortunately, most libertarians are like Parker, and they're stuck. You know, they feel stuck where they are, you know, basically all alone, and they don't have anybody that they can you know, connect with that agrees with them. Which is one of the reasons why the migration of libertarians to New Hampshire is a thing.
Sheer desperation.
Because we actually have a community of libertarians here. There's so many libertarians, voluntarists here that you can't even know them all. You can choose the ones you like the most to spend time with. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And it's the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username, it's lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way. Let's go back to the phones, to the fun. Fred is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, listening online. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Cool. I wanted to talk about something that was brought up last week. On the show, it was basically the libertarian position on, was it racial discrimination in a business place?
Okay. Yeah, a young man called in, and he wanted to basically know, you know, what do libertarians think about the Civil Rights Act of 1964 or whatever.
69.
Right, right. And I think libertarians should be the ones that realize that this is a way more complicated situation than just like basic, like religious freedom versus
64.
Like forcing people to not discriminate or whatever like that. I wanted to get into more like a specific example and think of, and ask you guys what you thought about it.
All right, sure.
Say like, if there was a town and like this is pretty common. They would only allow maybe one or two taxi companies to exist, just based on regulation, licensing.
Yep, sure.
This happens all the time. So, in that statist paradigm that we're in at that point, it makes sense to have protections against that kind of individual discrimination, right?
Hold on, let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying that if a government restricts the amount of competition in a given industry, that there should be a protection where? Within the government and making sure that they give licenses out equally to different races? I'm not sure exactly what you're
No, actually in the marketplace, that they would have to serve, be non-discriminatory in there.
You're saying that the taxi operator would have to pick up everybody because they got a government license, and so therefore they have to serve everybody.
Of course, we realize that, you know, the license is the problem, and the free market is the solution.
Right. I mean, if you're going to ask the government for permission to do something and you are under this complete statist paradigm, then, yeah, that makes sense. You're the monopoly cab company in town? Then, yeah, you have to pick up everybody that, you know, calls you to pick you up because you've got this monopoly grant from the government that allows you protection from competition.
But Uber did come in and destroy this paradigm, right?
But that basically makes you, in that paradigm, that makes you the government cab company, essentially. And if it's the government, then they shouldn't be discriminating. If you're a government contractor, you can't discriminate. But in the marketplace with open competition, then yes, people should be able to discriminate because then anybody else is free to go out and, you know, get a cab and start picking people up or not.
Unfortunately, we don't live in a free market though, so
Some places have regulations and others don't. So where we, Mark, you and I come from, one of the pieces of good news that has come out since we left Sarasota, Florida, is that they got rid of their taxi cab regulations. When Uber came into town, unlike a lot of cities where they're trying to regulate Uber, Sarasota, as I understand it, actually repealed their taxi cab ordinances. So there are some places where you don't have to beg permission from the government to do that particular business.
Well, okay, so for instance, I know that there have been some problems with pizza companies refusing to go to certain neighborhoods and deliver pizzas.
Because of robberies, for instance?
Right. So, you know, we don't live in a paradigm where the government hands out pizza company medallions, right? Like, there's not a couple of pizza companies in town and
right.
They'll
get a health permit or something.
Actually, but there are barriers to entry.
There are barriers to entry, sure.
Yeah. If you're going to be going to beg for permission for a taxi license and then thus, and there's only one, say, medallion or whatever you call it, so then it's okay to, you know, make sure they don't discriminate as an arm of the government. Where is the food company or any other company that's not technically an arm of the government at this point?
There aren't any. America's a socialist country.
Right.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, but there's a lot of competition.
That is bull crap. Both of you stinking anarchists, okay? Look, you can open your own pizza company and do it tomorrow if that's what you want to do, and you can deliver, as far as I'm concerned, to whatever neighborhood you want to deliver to.
There's no restriction on the number of pizzas,
but the government's not going to shut you down over it. And pizza companies have been, you know, participating in soft discrimination for decades when it comes to black neighborhoods. They've been refusing to deliver in there. Now, you can say it's a good idea or you can say it's a bad idea, but you can't say the government's shutting people down over discrimination.
All I'm saying is that in America, we're going the third route. We've got a public-private partnership and everybody is tied up with the Fed somehow. And nobody has clean hands.
In the same country where taxi cabs have just been essentially the whole paradigm of getting licensing from the government and preventing other competition, Uber and Lyft and these and Cell 411 have destroyed that paradigm. You're saying America's becoming less free in the areas of commerce.
No.
The sharing economy is destroying the private public partnership. Yes, socialism's alive and well, but probably we're going to see, at the very least, it's going to have to morph, and the government morphs slowly.
Well, I mean, the sharing of rides, for instance, has definitely changed the transportation industry, but sharing in general, that sharing economy you're talking about, certainly hasn't changed, government contractors getting construction bids. You know, that's still the same as it's always been.
Yeah, the government taxes people and builds stuff. And then pays private companies to build stuff. It's true.
So, but I'm in agreement with you, Mark. I mean, look, for the most part, lots of businesses that you can get into, just simply have a business license, and anybody who can jump through the hoops can get one of those.
There's $47 for the one.
There are very few licenses that are limited in the amounts that are given out. Liquor licenses are limited in most places that I've heard of. Taxi medallions are limited in the places that have them, and I'm sure there are others, but those are, you know, two of the big ones that I can think of off the top of my head.
Don't you need a team of don't you need an accountant to, if you want to have employees, doesn't that make you an accomplice to the feds?
Well, you need an accountant if you have employees, whether you are in a free market or not. You're going to need somebody to take care of the books, or at least a bookkeeper. Filing taxes, you know, giving taxes to the government and taking money out of people's paychecks, sure, that puts you in cahoots with them. But if you want to... if you want to have a business and serve people, that's the option. You know, there's just not very many others. I've heard of this agorism thing, but I haven't seen it done very well very often.
I was going to ask you. It seemed like the sharing economy was agorism in action, and you seem to be a fan.
Uber?
Yeah, Uber and all of that is...
Uber pays taxes?
Okay. I'll have to think about that a little more.
That's the problem with agorism is that there's always somebody more agoristy than you are. you know, like, it's this dog that chases its tail down into infinity. You know, I don't. Bitcoin is agorist's lotto winner, and you know, that's what I'm going to give them their due. But I don't. I'm not a big believer.
I don't think that folks should use the federal, state, or local governments to pursue justice, really, in any way. I don't think that if you've got two cab companies operating in the city and they're racist, I don't think that it's a good idea to use the government to try and fix them, because I don't think you're going to have any success. You might draw some unwelcome attention to yourself. And I
what
think
do you do in that situation, Johnny Ray? Do you leave
black
the
market,
city,
black market.
Or do you start up your own jitney cab or a cell 411 cab?
If it's really important to you, then I would seek some kind of black market solution.
I tend to agree with that assessment. Fred, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Sure. I would say regarding this issue, everyone should check out the article "Scratching by Charles Johnson. You could probably find it on fee.org.
Excellent. Thank you, Fred. I appreciate your call tonight. Good discussion. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. You mentioned FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education. Great site.
You mentioned Charles Johnson, a guest from long ago.
Yeah, that name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I definitely have a problem of, like, seeing tyranny and just throwing up my hands and saying, well, I'm just going to be a janitor for the rest of my life.
If you're worried about the government getting involved in your business, you're never going to get in business.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Here on Free Talk Live, you can't say a certain amount of words because the Federal Communications Commission says you can't.
All right, there's more coming up here. Well, plus our stations might not want it anyway, even if the FCC didn't exist.
Probably.
There's more coming up here, and hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.